Right now, Wisconsin's hospitals have adapted to a new dynamic since the passage of the Affordable Care Act. One of the biggest changes has been a drop in charity care or discounted medical care for low-income people. With more people insured, the amount state hospitals spent on charity care fell each year since 2013.
But changes in Medicare offset some of those savings, and the effort in Congress to change health care coverage could shake things up for hospitals in the state.
David Wahlberg joins us now. He's the health and medicine reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. David, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Well, what kind of services, first of all, do hospitals provide under charity care?
Yeah, so charity care is basically free care or reduced cost care that hospitals provide to people who qualify for it, basically through having a low income and a need for it.
And this can be a pretty substantial part of a hospital's budget, right?
It can vary, but in recent years it's been about 1% of a hospital's budget. In previous years it's been more like 2 or 3 or 4%.
Right. What has the impact of the Affordable Care Act been so far on people needing this kind of charity care from hospitals?
Yeah, so, I did a story recently that showed that the amount of charity care that hospitals in Wisconsin and in Madison and essentially nationwide have provided has dropped since the Affordable Care Act really kicked in 2014, and that's basically because a lot more people have insurance, and so they don't need charity care as much.
Now, that's just part of the picture. Obviously, all the healthcare stuff we're seeing is complicated. You covered a couple other angles in that piece to see how it all balanced out. You also looked at bad debt for hospitals. Now, I imagine that's where someone comes in, they don't have coverage to pay for it, and ultimately they don't or can't pay their hospital bills. Is that right?
Right. Bad debt is when basically the hospital determines that the people could pay, but they don't end up paying.
And how much has that changed over the course of the Affordable Care Act?
That has also dropped by about the same amount. Bad debt has gone down in Wisconsin by 34% from 2013 to 2015, where charity care went down by about 46% during that same time.
So both these things seem like pieces of good news for hospital budgets. Less bad debt, that's good. Having to give out less charity care, so they're getting paid for more of the services they provide. But you write in your piece there's another factor balancing that out, and that's how hospitals are getting paid through Medicare.
Right. So part of the trade-off that hospitals agreed to with the Affordable Care Act was to accept some Medicare cuts over several years, and the government was basically using that money to help subsidize the coverage that people are getting on the healthcare exchanges, and I believe it also helps pay for some of the Medicaid payments that expanded coverage through the Affordable Care Act. So the big question now with these new bills in Congress that would overturn much of the Affordable Care Act is whether those Medicare cuts would remain. And so far, it looks like in both the Senate bill and the House bill, those cuts would remain. So that causes some concern from hospitals because they would basically have to keep the sort of quote-unquote bad part of the Affordable Care Act, at least from their perspective, these Medicare cuts, but they would lose the good part of some of the coverage expansion.
Has it been a wash so far when you stack up the decline in bad debt and charity on one side as a pro for hospitals, and then the loss of revenue because of lower Medicare reimbursement on the other side?
It probably varies from hospital to hospital, and I'm not sure exactly what they'd say, but I think it's roughly been a wash. Some hospitals say that they've saved enough through the reduction in charity care and bad debts to be able to spend some of that money on other programs, like UW Hospital, for example, told me that they had enough savings from that to spend more on some prevention programs, especially people with really complex medical needs, to sort of help them avoid coming to the hospital, for example.
So in theory, that's cutting future costs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Talking to David Wahlberg from the Wisconsin State Journal, looking at hospitals and how they've been faring under the Affordable Care Act when it comes to giving charitable care, the bad debt that they carry, and Medicare reimbursements, and how that could change with the passage, possibly, of a new health care act by Congress. David, how big picture, how are hospitals doing in Wisconsin compared to peers around the country?
So in terms of operating margins, which is sort of the main way to look at the financial status of hospitals, our operating margins are a little bit better than the national average. So nationally, it's been about 6.2% in recent years. Statewide, it's been about 9.7%. And then I looked at the hospitals in Madison. They've been a little bit less than the state average, 7.4% at UW, 8.1% at St. Mary's, and 4.8% at Meritor. And to give a little context to that, you know, traditionally experts have said that nonprofit hospitals, which of course get tax breaks, that they need 3 to 5% operating margin to sort of reinvest in their services and keep afloat. But now hospitals are saying, well, they're part of larger health systems that lose money in other ways, so the hospital itself actually needs a larger operating margin.
And then I know it can be hard to generalize around a state like Wisconsin. We've heard issues at rural hospitals in being able to provide all the services they need, in some cases, to stay open. Do we have a sense of how rural hospitals in particular are doing?
I haven't looked at rural hospitals specifically in recent years with their operating margins, but I know in the past some have had lower operating margins and others have had higher. So they're paid by a slightly different method than other hospitals. So it gets a little complicated, but I guess I would just say that the picture is probably kind of mixed right now.
And then looking ahead, as we're talking, of course, senators are considering their own health care plan, the Republican health care plan there. You mentioned hospitals worried that they might lose the good side, the expanded coverage, the cut in bad debt, while keeping the bad side from their perspective of the Affordable Care Act, the lower Medicare reimbursements. How worried are they? Is this seen as something that it would be a small hit, or could this be a pretty big dent in hospitals' operating budgets?
Well, and there's actually two things going on the sort of bad side. So there's the Medicare cuts that we talked about that they have absorbed through the Affordable Care Act that might remain. And then also in Wisconsin, there's sort of a penalty, if you will, for Medicaid, which is the state federal program for largely for the poor. So because Wisconsin partially expanded Medicaid but didn't do it fully under the Affordable Care Act, we stand to lose quite a bit more money under these congressional bills, the Senate and the House bill, than states that fully expanded Medicaid. So according to the Wisconsin Hospital Association, we would lose about $37 billion over about 10 years compared to expansion states. So hospitals are concerned about that and the Medicare cuts.
David, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's good to be here.
That was David Wahlberg, health and medicine reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He was with us to talk about changing financial pictures at Wisconsin hospitals under the Affordable Care Act.